We are going to post up just a real tentative schedule that's got some of the issues. We do, you know, want to give people an update on what's happening with Yucca Mountain, on what's happening with some of the legal issues facing the Western Shoshone Nation, including this recent payoff legislation that's being pushed through Congress, the federal lawsuit that was filed, some of the corporate engagement strategies that we've been working on, and then a presentation on Mount Tanabo, which is the mountain here, that we've set the gathering up here specifically because this mountain is under threat by mining interests, and it's a very significant mountain for the Shoshone, and so we want to make sure that we have a presentation on that mountain, and then also presentation on what's happening with the geothermal energy push here in Shoshone country, and then updates from the International Indian Treaty Council, what's happening with Big Mountain, Puhabat, and Shindahai Network. Real briefly, the Western Shoshone Defense Project, for those of you that aren't familiar with our work, we work on two main program areas. The first is the Cultural Preservation Program Area, and then the Land Recognition Program. It's really, we've had it split into program areas largely because of, you know, when you apply for funding and do grants and stuff, you have to have it more defined. But the way that we do our work, it's all intermixed, and we see all of it as part of the whole. And that's environmental, cultural, and then the legal and political issues. Christopher does the majority of the work regarding the mining, energy development. We work closely with Shindahai Network, Puhaba, Citizen Alert, other organizations to keep abreast of what's happening with the nuclear issues in Yucca Mountain. And then Carrie and I do a lot of networking out, traveling, speaking on the issues, trying to build support, and then working on the legal end of it. And we can talk more about that in individual presentations. But I'd like to turn it over, if she's ready, to Catherine to talk a little bit about the work that Puhaba is doing. Also Shindahai, if you can speak to Shindahai Network a little bit.